right, hello everyone. Welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 145. Is that it? 145. If you can tell, we definitely sound different. I know I definitely sound different. We are at our respective setups. It is currently Wednesday. Normally we record on a Tuesday, but we were busy yesterday, so we're recording today. If you're watching this online, I highly suggest that you watch this. If you're listening to it in your car, enjoy it anyway, but if you want to watch it and like react to some of the stuff that we watch, you should just go and watch it.
It's a work-from-home day.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a work-from-home day because it's actually decent outside. So I kind of feel
it?
It's
still snow on the ground and it's 30-something degrees.
I don't think it's 30 degrees, is it?
It's 40 on the dot right now, and but it's super windy. The wind's making it feel a lot colder.
Yeah, well, we're here in I was going to say the Pine Room Studios. We're not in the studios. We're at home, and we're here for another episode. I have not really thought of anything that I want to talk about today, but Jared has a few things he wants to bring up.
I got a few things to
enlighten everyone.
Yeah, I mean, usually it is. There's not much groundbreaking, but you want to see something gross. I wish you could, if you're just listening to this. I got a blood blister on my hand, and I tried to pop it. But it just, I like pushed on it and the blood just moved over to the left.
Was that what you wanted to talk about?
Wow.
That wasn't what I wanted to talk about, but.
Good thing you included it.
Yeah. I was just looking it out of my hand. If you can see it on the camera, if you're watching this. But no, I wanted to bring up because I just was driving in it. There cannot be, and I've driven a lot of places, I haven't driven in L.A. yet, but I have a hard time believing that there's anywhere worse to drive than Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Specifically, and I'll pull this up, Joe. Can they see this?
Yeah, hold on. Let me put it on. Yeah.
This stretch right here. And I know, Joe, you've driven it, I think, maybe once or twice. Cools, you probably have as well. Coming, if you're going west on 376, getting on to the Fort Pitt Bridge and then going into the tunnel. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, coming up and going in the tunnel, and there's the two tunnels and they're all the lanes. You got to get out the left lane.
Yes. So if you're going from, and I'm sure anybody that lives in the Ohio Valley or just like the tri-state area knows exactly what I'm talking about. When you come up 376 and you have to merge, and if you want to get over to go west, you have to get over three lanes. Merging left, you have to merge left three times to get into the Fort Pitt Tunnel. I have a hard time believing that there is a more dangerous area to drive in than that. I'll see if I can drop our guy down there to show you where. Oh yeah, right here. This there can't be a worse place than that. Cooley has to go away for a second. We're getting
Cooley's getting new toilets.
Yes, our plumber. The plumber's here, and they're changing all the toilets right now. But I seriously have... Oh, we're down by the river right now. Oh, how do I get back up?
If you're watching this online, it's in the bottom right corner, so it's you can see what we're all looking at.
Yeah, but I wanted to bring that up. Yeah, so you have to merge from here, this lane, get all the way over into these two lanes to go west, and every time there's traffic. There's never not been traffic right here. Jeb, I think you've driven it once, right?
Oh, I've driven it multiple times, but I called. We were in a phone meeting. We were in a phone meeting, and I called. I think I was in the middle of. We were doing something, and I had no idea. I didn't know that I had to get all the way over. And I was in the middle of the phone meeting, and I was trying to get over. It was the most intimidating shit I've ever done in my life.
It's genuinely, it's scary. It really is. It's a scary thing. Also, in another part of this, it's on the other side of the tunnel too. Some people might know this one too. If right at the bottom of the hill here, when you're coming down, trying to get over to this right lane. I'm sure everybody going to a Pirates game or a Steeler game has experienced this. Probably not if you're going right into this lane, but if you, which we always go right into Uniontown, onto the Uniontown exit to get to 19, getting over to the right lane is another absolute nightmare going into the right lane here. So I just wanted to say that I have a hard time believing that there's another place worst driving. Maybe L.A., but I think Pittsburgh has to take the cake for the worst driving city in America.
I would say Florida might be scarier there with the four-lane highways and people going 100 miles per hour and just massive trucks and motorcycles and a bunch of Lambos. And I don't know. Pittsburgh might just be harder in terms of just traffic.
Traffic and, like, navigating. Florida is more in terms of, like, just asshole drivers, I feel like.
Cool. When you and I were at Soup's wedding, we had to go. Oh, Soup's. He's talking to Boss.
That's
our first debut on the podcast.
Yes, Boss is on the show.
But no, Cooley and I had to go take one of our buddies to his hotel in North Carolina. And we, for whatever reason, he couldn't figure out where his hotel was, so we just took a ballpark shot and drove in the nighttime. It was me and Cooley.
Back up real quick, because I remember this. He didn't know where the hotel was.
He didn't know what hotel he had stayed in.
Coop?
Yes. I wasn't going to say his name, but okay.
Oh, sorry, I have my headset off. Bust him out for that. He needs bust out for that. That was horrible.
He didn't know where his hotel room was, but he wanted to get back because his wife and son were there, which is reasonable, a reasonable request not to stay overnight somewhere when your wife and kids are in the same town, like 8 hours away from home. But he didn't remember where his hotel was. And Cooley and I got in the car because I didn't want to drive by myself there because I hate driving on highways point blank. But I hate driving on highways that I don't even know about in the nighttime, especially in North Carolina and where it's South Carolina, where the traffic is to me very similar to Florida. And I did not like that at all. The actual drive wasn't horrible, but it just, people driving 1,000 miles per hour and they're like Lamborghinis, and it just, not for me. That's probably one of the reasons I don't live in a big city. Probably if I had to live in New York and I had to go through that every day, I think you'd need
more walking there.
But you don't drive. If you lived in New York, you wouldn't drive.
Yeah,
what if you
live in like outside in like the suburbs and you had to work in the city?
But you just
That'd
take
be
the
hell
train,
on
then.
Earth.
You just would take the subway, right?
No, those subways are scary, though.
Yeah, and then I get
You
end up in a TikTok video.
Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
That's the T in Pittsburgh's not bad. I don't mind riding the T in Pittsburgh. I feel pretty safe on the T for the most part. What do people do, like, if they do live in New York? Like, say they live downtown. What do they do with their car? Do they not have a car?
They probably don't. Pay for immense amount of parking if you have one like in a parking garage or something like that. But I mean, I don't know why I find it hard to believe that anybody would ever be able to keep.
What do you do if you own a car in New York City? If you own a car in New York City, you must register the title in New York State Department. You also vague question. I guess where do you park?
It just depends on your situation. I think if you're in downtown, you probably don't need it. Everything's right there. Or you could just Uber.
I mean, how would you ever get out of town, though? What if you had to go outside of the city? What would you do? I'm saying if you had to go like an hour outside of the city, what would you do? Rent a car?
Yeah, I guess. Rent one. I don't know.
Everything's
in the city.
I don't know anything about New York City. Like, I literally have no idea how any of that works. But I don't think I think I would hate living in New York City. And I think we've talked about it before on the show. You think you'd love it?
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome. There'd be so much to do. You could just walk everywhere you wanted to go. It'd be great.
I've been in New York.
If it wasn't so expensive.
Have you been to New York?
When I was young, yeah.
I went to New York a couple of years ago, and
It sucks.
Bad.
You guys were also like, what, 13 years old?
I was probably 17, 18.
I think we were 17, yeah.
What was so bad about it? You just too much
there's
fun?
There's 1,000 people anywhere you go. If you turn a corner, no matter where you are, you're bumping shoulders of people no matter where you are. You pay astronomically for food. Like a slice of pizza is fucking over the market. I paid for this chicken on a stick at one of those stalls on the side of the road. And it literally, he could have taken a possum off the side, like out of a dumpster, and put it on this stick. That's the kind of, that's the kind of meat that was on this stick. It was like gray gelatinous meat, with vague remnants of barbecue sauce on it, and it was absolutely horrible.
Look, can you see this, Job? Can you see on on my screen?
It's on.
I don't mind downtown. Like, I don't mind downtown Pittsburgh, but downtown Pittsburgh is literally it is. I think it's the smallest downtown, like area wise of any city in America. Like, I guess relative to like the size of it, but to me, it's just New York is just too much. I can't. There's absolutely no chance I could live there. And also, if you do live there, like someone of our age or like income, you would live in a closet. You would literally live in a closet.
Everybody's mean in New York, and that's rightly so, because all these dumb moron tourists are always knocking around where they're supposed to be living.
Let's look at some apartments in New York City. If we can have I wonder what the lowest price for an apartment in New York would be. Let's look at. Let's do one bedroom. Look at this. You're not gonna find one below a fucking $3,000 almost.
This one's $3,000. Now here's a little bit of a put this into perspective. So this is the Brookliner, which I think is a pretty popular building. I remember hearing about that building. This hotel or this apartment in the Brookliner is $3,236 a month, up to $6,000 a month if you want an extra bedroom. Now, to put this in perspective, our office, like the new office space that we're going to move into, is 1,100 square feet, which is relatively a big room. Our old office is 400 square feet. This apartment is 404 square feet. So that's no bigger than our office.
Does it have a bathroom, or is it like a share? Does it say? Because I've watched videos on that where it's like you have a community bathroom, like in your own apartment building.
Are you saying this is why New York sucks?
I say just living
like
there.
You couldn't,
would be
there's no
just
way
miserable.
You could live in downtown New York without spending all your money to live in a bathroom. Like,
you probably make more money working there than you would.
Yeah, but I mean, that just because you make more money. I mean, if I'm, how much money would you make if you made, say, you make $6,000 a month? $4,000 of that is going to your apartment that you live in, that is no bigger than our office, which is 400 square feet. So you have $2,000 left over to do stuff, including food, which is probably going to take a huge chunk, transportation, which is going to take more. Like cell phone, internet, unless your building like also includes it, and then other miscellaneous expenses, you would be scraping by unless you had a really nice job.
Is it the most expensive city to live in? That in LA probably.
But my thing is this: New York is still sick, though. I don't think just because it's expensive makes it not a cool place.
Well, I mean, it'd be fun to go.
If it's really cool, though.
If you had the world and you had nothing to worry about and you could just go there and spend all you needed and go and drink and party, then yeah. But if you're actually trying to live there, I would think it'd be hell on earth.
Let's see if we can do like we did the
Hartford, Connecticut is the most expensive city in the world. Hartford, and then Los Angeles is 2, Miami's 3, New Haven, Connecticut is 4, and New York City is 5.
That's
I don't
interesting.
Know how the hell that works out.
We'll do. I'm trying to do a challenge here. If I go into a part of New York and there's trash on the ground,
this is
a nice little spot here.
I'm not gonna lie. You could go down to Pittsburgh and find trash pretty quick too.
But I think
you like Pittsburgh.
I think the thing about New York that freaks me out though is like if you were living in the middle of downtown New York, you can't look out your window and there's a green yard or there's some room between your neighbors. Like, you're always on top of people, and you never are isolated from anybody except for when you're in your apartment, which you're gonna have neighbors and
It
people on
would not
top of
be
you.
the case for most cities.
Yeah, but I'm saying in New York, like if you're in the heart of New York, that's literally the most urbanized you could possibly be. I mean, you're not gonna see like a forest in
What?
a couple.
That's
See now,
a
this
lot of spots, though.
to me, I don't know what the, I don't know why I feel this way, but like I would much rather live in like downtown Tokyo than I would New
I
York.
would live in Tokyo.
Like I think I
Now,
there's just
Tokyo seems fun, though. New York seems like hard nails, Wall Street, moving around, jobs, briefcases, suits. Tokyo's like
I mean, look at this place.
party people.
But that so is New York.
No.
I think you're just being a little bit
How much
biased.
do you think it is to live in Tokyo? Let's look up an
I
apartment
would
in
say
Tokyo.
half the price of New York.
I think
But I don't know how that would be like conversion wise. Why I picked a really nice place here in Tokyo that I
a
clicked on.
construction site. All right, so cool. This apartment, which is I don't know what 40 meters is. What's 40 meters in feet? 40 square meters, so 439 feet squared apartment. It costs you 316,000 yen, Japanese yen, which
I don't know what.
in dollars is. Let's see. Well, that can't be right.
365,000 yen?
316. Oh, here
How
it
much is
is.
that in dollars?
Oh, 2,000. So
Yeah.
$2,000.
That's what I would say about the half the price of a New York
Yeah.
apartment.
Well, this one
But.
actually is even cheaper. That was like top of the line. This one's 185,000. I don't know why we're doing like real estate hour here, talking about.
We're looking at New York
Well,
compared to Tokyo apartments.
I think living in Tokyo would be sick, but you're also living all the way in Japan.
Yeah.
So I mean, you'd still be in America if you pick New York.
Yeah, but I just people are mean.
What I mean everywhere. They're
Not in
mean in Wheeling.
Tokyo. Not in Tokyo.
You don't think people are mean in Wheeling?
No. But Jared, I'm sending you this picture. Put it up on your stream. This is
Okay.
to tell you that people are not mean. It's in the general thing.
Oh,
what,
Look at
in
this.
Tokyo?
Look at this old lady. Tell
Hold
me
on,
that.
I can't.
Uh-oh, I messed it
It's
up. Oh
on my
no.
other computer.
Oh
Why is her
no.
face blurred out?
Oh
She looks like a
no.
ghost.
I messed it up.
What'd you.
Okay, never mind. All right, we can't show it, but it's an old lady walking across the street. That's
Oh, yeah, she was.
how you know people are nice.
Yeah,
You would never
exactly.
see that old woman in New York City. There's
Why?
no way.
Yes, you would.
You would never
No, I don't
see
think.
an elderly
Dude,
woman in New York
I
City.
don't think.
You act like you just know everything about New York, though.
I don't know
Our.
everything about you, but there's no way you would see an elderly woman with a cane walking in downtown New York. No way. No shot. No chance.
65 and up account for over 16% of the city's population.
16%, that's low.
That's a lot. That's a, like
16%.
over 65? That's old.
65, no, I'm not talking about 65, 70. I'm talking about 80. 80 and up.
Not 65 and up.
80 and up, like
Fuck.
that right
Oh,
there?
yeah.
No, you're never seeing that in
Crazy.
New York City, ever.
It's literally New York.
No, that is not
Age-friendly
New
New
York
York
City.
City. It's probably easier for an older person to live
Look
in
at
a
her.
city like that than like someplace
What's
to
the.
they have to travel more. Like they can just walk out of the house and that's everything they need.
Yeah, until some dude comes by and punches her in the head and takes all her money,
They
and
could
then
do
she's
that
dead.
anywhere.
Nah, not if you live in a nice countryside abode where your family
Yeah,
is
but then they
surrounded
gotta
by.
cut the grass, blow their back out because they're 95 years old and they
Yeah,
can't
they could
handle it.
just get somebody to do it.
But they don't have the money for
I'm
that.
moving to. Maybe we can move to the UK.
What do you
Like at
think
a countryside cottage.
the air quality is like in New York? Good
Probably
or bad?
awful.
Horrible.
Isn't Japan known for terrible air quality
I
too?
think that's China.
I couldn't tell you. Honestly, I don't really know. I think we have pretty good air in Wheeling. I don't see
No,
why
well,
we wouldn't have
I
air.
actually
I
don't
bet
think it's
Brownsby
very
has great
good.
air.
I don't think we have good air because of that power plant over Martin's
Yes.
Ferry. It blows all of the air over here
What
when we
about
get
the one in
cold.
Fallensby? That place smells
Oh, that's
awesome.
yeah. They shut that thing down.
Did they? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Japanese
That
air
thing's done.
quality, the air reached a high level of pollution and is unhealthy for sensitive groups. It's poor right now. But in New
Remember when we
York.
had extremely bad air quality here? a couple years ago when the fires in Canada and those blew
oh,
they,
yeah,
the smoke
that.
Blew down to us.
Right.
What's
now,
it like
New
in New York?
The quality's good.
I think the hatred for New York right now is just a little ridiculous.
I'm just saying I wouldn't live in New York.
Don't believe that if we all went there right now, we wouldn't have fun.
Yeah.
Oh no,
cool.
I'm not saying
we would have fun, but I'm saying living there your whole life.
No, but I
you
said
would
earlier,
never
this,
go.
This would be a fun trip, and Jay goes fun.
No, because you said that I had too much fun. Or you said why'd you not have fun in New York? Do you have too much fun?
Yeah, I said, why would you? It's too much fun. And you said fun.
No, it
like it's not a fun place.
I mean,
I think it'd be awesome.
Just when I was there, it wasn't. Well, we also were with a baseball team, and we had to kind of follow each other. So
can
it
you imagine?
That sounds awful. Anyway, you go.
Yeah, but even what are you gonna do in New York City that you can't do anywhere else? Like in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I gotta see the Empire State Building.
Oh, whoa!
Got you, Liberty.
Whoa.
Madison Square Garden. So I mean, I don't know off the top of my head.
No, this is what you could do in Pittsburgh. Instead, you go to the incline on Mount Washington. That's the same as the Empire State Building. What else did you say? Madison
PNC
Square
Park.
Garden? Well, that's
we
PPG.
We go to the Highmark Building.
Yeah, you go to the UPMC Building.
Yeah, that's sauce. That would be so cool.
Yeah, it's a great UPMC Building's the same as the Empire State Building. Madison Square Garden is PPG Paints.
There's also way more like shows and stuff going on, cooler places in New York.
You're gonna go to a show,
a Broadway.
Yeah,
what
do you
go to
a
Broadway
show? Or like anything, the sports teams. That's way more there.
Yeah, and you're gonna spend a zillion dollars doing all that.
Yeah,
come on,
Cools. It costs a lot doing it anywhere else.
Why don't you like Pittsburgh anymore?
I know, but like
I like Pittsburgh. I live right. I get sick.
Listen.
I'm saying the city life is sick. I think that's something cool. That is fun. That's cool.
You would not be a farmer.
Can you imagine that you would never, ever, ever have a moment of silence the rest of your life if you lived
in
downtown New York? If you lived in downtown New York, you're never having a moment of silence the rest
of your life. Inside your house, it's just never quiet.
Well, number one, you don't live in a house. You're living in an apartment with other people.
Whatever you live in. But
can you buy a house in New York? Like
no.
New York City?
Yeah.
Like, is
no,
there, a house
there are not houses in New York City.
Is.
No, there is not.
You can get one right outside the city, just like how I have mine right outside of Pittsburgh.
No, but that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about in New York City. Maybe you can get one in a borough like in Sesame Street. But like,
I'm looking at houses right now. They're also $3 million.
Oh, yeah,
can.
Okay. But they're not actual, like...
Yeah, they're not standalone houses. They're
like
some of them are.
They're like the Sesame Street house.
These are kind of dope, though. I mean, like...
I think
I'd
it'd be sick.
Yes. I'd probably live in a house
there. I don't disagree.
There, but...
If I had $100 million, I would 100% buy a house in New York. But as a like,
you just
an
said
average...
you would hate living there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't live there. I would have a house to go hang out.
A vacation home. Vacation home
but
in New
as,
York.
I'm saying, but that's a hypothetical. As myself, a human being, like a moderate income individual, I would be miserable. My apartment would be the size of a small closet. I would never get a piece of quiet, and I would probably be eating ramen for the rest of my life.
You have headphones on 90% of the day anyway. You wouldn't care about peace and quiet.
Well, I'd probably wouldn't be doing I probably wouldn't be able to do any of the fun stuff I do.
All right, this is from apartment
I'd have to
theory.
Sell everything I've ever owned.
New York City's smallest apartment is 55 square feet.
That's not an apartment.
$1,400.
Oh my God! Look how small that is.
Oh.
We'll take a look on Instagram.
Tell me that's quality of life.
Dude, that's awful.
Yeah, that's.
But I'm not talking about living there. I'm talking about.
I know, but that's $1,000 a month.
There it is.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm not saying that was definitely ridiculous.
Square feet or just about 5.1 meters squared.
Yeah, kind of. Living in that fucking
Mark's
a few
place
months
on the
would
Lower
be
East Side and has been the go-to spot for those looking to move to the Big Apple and make their dreams come true on a budget, of course. The apartment comes with a microwave, sink, vanity, and a mini fridge. Here's your walk-in closet with some shelving, complete with your very own sleeping loft. And if you're wondering, the shared bathroom is just right down
see,
the hall.
See, that would do me.
And
right.
This place is on the market for $1,400 per month. Do
$1,400
you think
a month, didn't say.
That would make me lose composure not having my own bathroom.
Can you imagine coming home and all you got to blow it up and you just want to hang out in the bathroom and just relax for 15 minutes? You couldn't do it. You couldn't do
it. Yeah, that would make me lose it.
Well, I just wouldn't live there if that was stuck. the situation that I had to live in. If I wasn't able to afford a decent spot, then that's I just wouldn't do it. But if you can, I think it's 100% worth it.
Now, what's even worse though, the micro, have you seen the micro apartments in Japan?
Those are crazy. Those are actually insane. I've seen a bunch
The
of
ones in
videos on
Japan
those.
are really scary. I would be
Yeah,
really, really scared to live
I
in
don't
those.
know if I would
Micro
enjoy.
apartments?
They're like micro, like it's like a micro. Look up micro hotel. Those are what I'm thinking of. These
Yeah,
micro
I've watched.
hotels are like you sleep in a. It's like a
Oh,
castle.
yeah. Danny Duncan just did a video where he stayed in one of those.
Yeah,
I would
you.
do that.
They slide
It's
you in. It's like a
like a,
morgue.
yeah. So it's like, yeah, capsule hotel. So it's yeah, it's literally like a
Oh my
morgue.
Christ.
Which honestly, it's $40 a night. That's
Yeah,
probably worth
you're
it.
put in that like that thing I think slides out, this thing right here, and then you like slide back in, and it's like a,
It's
it's
like a
basically just a
morgue.
little. I mean, it to me, I actually feel like I wouldn't mind that if I'm just going there to like stay for a night.
Like if you just need to
Yeah,
go
nah.
there, sleep for t for 8 hours and get up and leave, that's
Yeah, look.
100%
Oh, dude.
worth
I
it.
mean that's kind of sick.
I think that's kind of sick.
That's kind
Yeah.
of cool.
Except like if you're with your friends, it's
Yeah,
like
that's cool. Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah, I think I would do that. I think
Do they have like
that's on our
blinds?
bucket list. If we if
Yeah,
yeah, I
yeah,
think
yeah.
those come down. So if we're hopefully at some point gonna go to Japan all together, and I think that at least one night we have to do
Yeah, it's
that.
$34 a night. That's a fucking
Yeah,
bargain.
100%.
That's a
I would do
steal.
that for sure.
That's
'Cause
just a
that's all I
public
need.
bathroom.
Cause like we're
And
not, it's not like you're hanging out in the hotel the whole time. And
I
we're
think
just
they
going to.
have I think they have like nice showers and stuff in there that you can shower and get changed, and they have like robes and stuff, and they give them to you.
Dude, I'm in for that. I am definitely in for that. I'm cool. I'm cool with that.
If you have claustrophobia, you're probably out.
Yeah, you're kind of
Yeah, you're
screwed.
probably out.
Here, I wanted to bring up another point here. Kind of going a different direction. I guess technically we're talking about cities. I just saw this on Twitter. An 18-year-old Temple University student has died after falling from a light pole while celebrating the Philadelphia Eagles NFC Championship
I
win.
saw that. I thought they
Was
used
it?
to like grease the telephone poles so
That's
people
what I
couldn't do
thought.
that.
What think it was it worth it?
No.
No, fuck
Like,
yeah.
really?
Would
Like
you do
what?
that for the Pirates if they won the World Series?
No.
You wouldn't climb a light pole? Would you
Hell
climb a light
no.
pole and
I
risk
don't.
death for them to win the World Series?
For them to win, I mean, do
Yeah.
I die?
You might.
No.
You go climb that same light pole he climbed.
I don't
I
think
don't.
I've ever had the urge to climb much of anything in my life, other than maybe a
Yeah, I
tree.
wonder what made him think like, yeah, let's that light pole right there. We just won. Let's do it.
That one.
That one.
That
I
light
just, to
pole.
me, it's just so stupid. It's so dumb.
But Philly fans are the dumbest fans, second to Steeler fans on the earth. Maybe third to Ohio State and Steeler fan.
Well, here's my point to that, and I don't disagree that most fans are idiots, but like a lot of people give the Steelers a really bad rap, which is fair. Like the amount of Steeler fans that I've been
They're
around
awful.
that are uncharacteristically what's the word? Unrealistic is insane.
Morons.
Soup included in that. I don't think he's a moron, but I think he
I'm
I don't
a
think that he's
Steeler fan,
exactly
and
reasonable. But
as you
I
can
think
see.
the only reason people complain around here about Steeler fans is because we're under a microscope with them. Like everybody you know who likes football in this area is a Steeler fan, other than probably you and a couple of our
I
friends.
don't know though. I feel
I
like it.
disagree, Job. We've been saying this like, oh, it's every fan. Not every fan base is just bad.
How do you know though? You don't live
Because
in.
I've been to like you go to the Tampa. You've been to a Tampa Bay game. The Bucks fans were not complete assholes.
Yeah,
I
but
went
it.
to a Philly Bucks game in Tampa. Guess what? One fan got kicked out. A Philly fan.
I understand that, but the you haven't you're not at every game. Like you just might have lost. You
No,
might.
there's always some bad ones in every fan base. But I would say. Those fan bases have typically have a higher like percentage of awful fans.
Right, we're gonna look up the. I looked up the worst fan bases in football. Who's the best? Who's the worst? Number
Cowboys gotta be up there
32.
too.
Number 32
Oh,
as
it ranks
the.
all of them.
Yeah, number 32 is
Oh,
under.
wait. Let me try to guess
Wait, yeah,
the worst.
before you start, and what's the best and what, like
Like
in
just
terms of what? Like being good fans as in like attendance, or is this like shitty people?
Is this, what website's this on, Jub? Is it on Yahoo?
I'm trying to figure out why, how he ranks these. Yes, it's on Yahoo.
Okay.
No, you're, I want, you want to guess them.
Okay, well, I'm not looking, I haven't looked at it yet.
Number one, or number 32, I don't know. I'm going to assume this is based on their behavior, I'm assuming.
Well, let's just do top five.
But no,
well, I'm going to say, I'm going to guess the worst,
the best.
32.
Well, 32 is the best. That's the best.
The
fan.
Best behave?
I'm assuming.
I don't think that's what, I think it's going to be best in terms of, like, they're just the best fan base. Like, they're a good, they're the most loyal.
Hold on, all right, I'm going to find. All right, the 10 meanest fan bases in the NFL.
There we go.
All
I was going to say the Commanders.
Number 10.
That's 32.
Number 10.
Okay. What website's this on?
You don't even have to pull it up because it's just a written article. It's not.
Okay. The meanest NFL or any sports?
Meanest NFL.
Okay.
10's tough. I don't know.
Yeah.
That could be anybody. I think top five would be easier.
They're in the Western Division, the NFC West.
What the fuck?
Okay, NFC West. 49ers?
No.
Cowboys?
No.
Or they're in the NFC East, sorry.
It's probably the Seahawks. I could see Seattle being a bunch of dickheads.
Seattle Seahawks, number 10. We'll go down to number 5.
We want a fan of Seattle. See, now that's a city that.
Yeah, no, that's a city. Now,
whoa.
But I'm saying that's a city that we can speak on being bad, like from our experience. But I also don't think it's that bad of a city.
Dude, that
we
place
had
was
a bad
dump. There were
we
bombs.
We just fucking had a horrible night
no,
that
listen,
translated.
But also, yeah, no, that
there was
the,
a
it
guy.
Was
there was just garbage all over the corners.
But
the
dude,
street,
so
that
Wheelock has garbage.
Not like that.
I love Wheelock.
Not like that. Not like that. Dude,
for the amount of people we have, different. Too much garbage.
Dude, I got swindled out of $5.
Garbage. Look at yeah, that's your fault. But
I'm never gonna have some bum come up to me and beg like the people in Seattle.
Did you drive past Perkins and you get bums on each side
yeah,
of your car?
They,
no,
would.
They
haven't been there much.
They don't get up.
Recently.
They don't
yeah, they
beg.
Picked up their tents and threw them in the river.
They don't initiate. Those that dude, that one monk, he put beads on my arm and like
that's
I was like,
smart. And he got money out of you.
No, he got money out of Rodney.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to find where.
All right,
where
here
we
go.
Were.
Here we go. Meanest fans here. Number five. Let me get the division. They are in the NFC East. Number five.
NFC East.
NFC East.
Ooh, right now.
Number five, probably either Giants or
Boom.
Cowboys.
Giants.
Yeah, New York. I can see New York as being
number four.
And it's funny they're so mean because they fucking stink.
Number four. they Give are in the AFC North.
AFC North. Who's in the AFC?
AFC North?
Oh,
probably
that's
Browns or Steelers.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Ravens?
Steelers.
Steelers at eight.
Steelers number
they
gotta four.
They got to be higher than that.
Number three.
Hell yeah.
Number three, this is the AFC East.
AFC?
AFC East.
Jet?
There you go, got it. Number two.
It's going to be Philly and Cowboys up next.
They are.
Oh, wait, this is two?
This is number two. They're in the AFC. Wait. They are in the
NFC East?
No. They're in.
It's got to be Eagles or Cowboys.
No, it's not either one of them.
What? That's less is terrible, then.
I think I'm assuming AFC West. I'm assuming.
Let's see. What? Raiders?
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Good
and
one.
And finally, number one.
Philly. Got
Raiders fans are fucking terrible,
yeah.
too. Who? Philly?
Yeah.
But
Philly.
The Raiders
you just
aren't
said they
any...
weren't one of two.
The Raiders aren't any good.
Have you seen their fans?
Yeah, you know,
nah, they're probably
spend.
Not as bad now that they moved out of Oakland, but because nobody really cares about them now. But Oakland fans are nuts.
There are Steeler fans that, speaking of fans, but back to what I was saying. I think because we are so in close proximity with Pittsburgh that it makes it seem a whole lot worse than what it is.
Oh, I disagree.
How can you disagree with that?
Because I've been around other fans of teams. Like,
yeah,
they're
but
not
you're not
nearly
around.
I don't know. The Browns fans were fucking assholes too.
Yeah, we were live they? In the tri-state
I
area.
I thought so.
How? What made you think that?
I just thought. I mean, that one lady fucking kept flipping us off. That was right in front of us.
Yeah, but she was just hammered. Like, I don't think she was doing that because you. She would had no way of knowing you guys were Steeler fans.
And if that was a Steeler fan flipping you off, you would say he's a dog shit human being.
No, we weren't wearing Steeler stuff, though. She was just a drunk.
I'm saying if you were.
But
like,
I also said every fan base has some assholes in it. Like,
I know.
I don't know. To me, I feel like I don't know that many Steeler fans. Like,
there's,
I mean, I
what?
Do. I do. No, I do. But like, it's like my friend group. I'm the only one besides me and Soup and
no.
Isaac are the only ones that you root for the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Nick roots for the Chargers.
Say's Jags.
Sam roots for the Bengals. Day roots for the Jags. Nolts roots for the Cowboys. Red roots for the Chiefs.
No,
he was
mean.
In Missouri. Jubb roots for the Raiders.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Earl roots for the Browns.
Your mom roots for the Steelers. Your dad roots for the Steelers.
No, she doesn't.
My
mom's a Raiders fan.
My mom's a Jimmy G fan. My mom likes whoever I like, so I guess.
So the Steelers.
My dad likes whoever he bets on.
And then the rest of we don't like Steelers.
Who else do you know likes the Steelers?
Are you going to name out random people from Wheeling?
No, but I don't. To me, I feel it's interesting to me how
just
everybody.
Go on Facebook doing a Sunday night. Killing
well,
game, and you'll
yeah.
see 1,000 people on there acting like a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, but if here's the point: if you were in, let's say, Dallas, I'm sure you would hate if you didn't work out.
I thought Dallas
fan.
Is up there too.
Okay, well then let's say you're in L.A. with the Chargers.
Like you think Carolina Panthers have as many bad fans?
If
as
you
the
were, I guarantee you, if you're in Carolina and you were not a Panthers fan, you would hate Panthers fans. Guaranteed.
No, they're a division rival, so that's a little different for me, but. I don't think I would. Not nearly as much as the assholes
because
that live around
every homer that is like all about their team is unbelievably unrealistic, no matter who they root for. It's
no,
just
I don't. I would not say I'm a very unrealistic fan of the Bucks.
No, okay. And you're one of the rare ones.
There's a
say.
Lot of bad eggs, I think. Because to me, no. I'm also not an unrealistic fan of the Steelers or the Pirates.
There's when it comes to football, the whole carton is spoiled except for maybe one or two eggs.
I'm pretty sure the Eagles were like 8-0, and their fans were booing them.
I can't stand football fans in general.
It's
I don't care
like
who.
Even the 76ers, like the Philadelphia 76ers, are known for having terrible fans. Like it's a widely known thing. This isn't me just
because,
saying that.
Listen. Football is for cavemen. It's for
basketball too. I'm talking about Philadelphia as a whole. It's filled with fucking assholes.
I listen, but I think that football in general breeds cavemen fans that just say, football tackle, score.
Well, because everybody can understand football.
Yeah,
all you do
grab
is
ball
run
smash. Grab ball
yeah.
smash.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
I'll say,
working
in professional baseball, I was around a lot of fans all year. Philadelphia Phillies fans were by far the worst fans that I was around all year. Not even
thing.
Literally not close. They
I'm not making
were
this up.
Fucking assholes.
Baseball has to be the most sophisticated sport as far as fan bases go. It has to be.
Yeah,
maybe NBA,
like,
I guess,
maybe,
would probably be pretty good, too. But
no. Oh, hell no, Jubb. NBA?
What's wrong with NBA?
it's just idiots that, like...
I will agree, though, Jubb. Like, when Ohio State won, the amount of people I saw going on social media just act like they were on the football field with them.
Ohio against the world,
us
baby.
Against the world, baby. We won. We did it.
But now, hey, go Ohio State.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm saying this right now. I hate football. I hate football fans.
Oh, you're gonna say
I
Ohio
hate
State.
Football. I they hate will. It all. And I don't want to be – and I don't hate it because of the product. I don't hate it because of that. I hate I hate that Ugh, caveman smash football win Sunday fantasy.
Like,
I think football's sick. I just think people ruin it.
It's not sick.
It is.
No, it isn't.
I love
it. We have one more game. We have one more game for the whole summer, and then we have to suffer through it. But I think if you are a grown man and you wear like a luchador mask, big chain, a jersey, paint your face, like that's insane. Like
you coordinate your outfit for the game.
That's
like,
insane. It's
you
insane.
You get the matching shoe
colors. You shouldn't be let in. You shouldn't
but
be
you
let in.
Wear like a shirt. Like, I love those people.
What if you wear a shirt? Is that okay?
Yeah, if you wear like a shirt that says like, I don't know, like that's like Pittsburgh Pirates, just a shirt on it, like with just the logo. Yeah, fine.
But if I got like, say like I'm Ohio State fan, I got like red, like eye black on.
If
I
you're
got,
a fan,
like,
and if you're a fan and you wear eye black, you need.
I got like a fake
like,
out Ohio State.
Think about this. If you like, genuinely, you're like 45 years old, and you're in the mirror, think about that from like an outside perspective. You're in the mirror.
Let's go. Biggest day of my life here.
Painting
that's
your
fucking
face, like, that's insane. That's
honestly, I would say if you're over 20 and you're doing it still, that to me, like you gotta figure something out here.
Yes,
there's something we gotta change up.
100%. Like, and I get.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I get diehard fans. Like, I'm a diehard Pittsburgh Pirates fan, but I'm not. Well, it's different. It's different for me, but I'm not. I would never, ever, ever think about like wearing eye black or like painting my face. Even a jersey, I guess, is okay. Like I understand.
Well, I'm even against
it's
that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think jerseys on
be,
the edge.
No, you should not be a grown man wearing a legitimate jersey. You shouldn't.
I think it's pushing it too, but
you shouldn't be.
No, I'm saying, yeah, no, grown man, yeah.
Like I would 20s. Even give you a little leeway if you're at the sporting event. Anywhere else, you should never wear a jersey
like
anywhere else. If you go to Books a Million and you have a Steelers jersey on, you need arrested. You need put in the back of a car and taken to the nearest facility.
Cool. So what were you going to say?
Isn't it kind of crazy how, like, just by how someone acts about their football team is a pretty good indicator of how big of a fuckhead they are outside of like that. Like, there's a good chance if they're the guy that's dressing like that, they're pretty miserable or they lack social awareness or like anything. Like, outside of football, they're awful to be around.
100%. Absolutely.
Name me one good person that does that. You would really struggle.
That genuinely was like like if you wear a jersey to Kroger on NFL Sunday. You're probably an asshole.
If someone said, hey, tell me if he's a good guy, and I'll be like, okay, let me see how he reacts to NFL Sunday or college football. And if he dresses like that or acts like that, I'm like, he's a fucking asshole.
Come on, ref! That's a fucking flag!
Yeah.
Man, Patrick Mahomes gets every call.
We got fucked. We got screwed.
Yes. The refs always fuck us. It's all, Patrick Mahomes is the only one that gets calls. He's the only one.
It drives me nuts.
That NFL, is rigged.
No fun league.
Those referees, they rigged.
Hey, what I'm excited for this year, though, sports-wise, I'm excited for the Olympics. In the next Olympics, 2008.
It just happened.
2008.
2008.
Yeah,
2008.
2028. Jesus. 2028. It's coming
to
LA.
3 years.
Yeah, it's coming to LA.
You just said next year.
I meant
by then,
next Olympics.
You think
you're excited for that now?
Yeah, because I was really disappointed in my performance this year as far as watching them. I was really disappointed. I wanted to watch them, and I never did. And actually, next up, the 2026 Winter Games in Italy.
I think
they should cancel the Olympics.
I think the Summer Olympics in 2028. I think baseball's in the Olympics.
Oh, Winter Olympics in Italy. I can't
That'll
wait
be
to
sick.
Watch that.
Why
I love the Olympics.
Didn't they get rid of it? I thought they got rid of baseball in the Olympics.
No, I think 2028 is baseball.
They're bringing it back
in the Olympics. 2028. Yeah, baseball, softball coming back.
Let's make it a return. I gotta say, I thought it was out.
Yeah, no, I think it's gonna be like college players, I believe.
Yeah, I was gonna say MLB guys don't normally play in that.
No, because I think it'll be probably like minor leaguers and college players, I would imagine. You know what? That was the World Baseball Classic. I think that's 20.
Jesus, that, I feel like that just happened.
Yeah,
that's next
just
year.
Happen?
Next year, the World Baseball Classic. That's a fucking awesome tournament. A lot of those guys say it's more important to them than the World Series.
I don't know about that. But.
Sports are fun. Hip, hip, hooray, go team. Anything else? I know this is going to be pretty short of a podcast.
Yeah, wait. I want you guys to see this.
Well, hey,
it's something out.
Yeah, I'm going to bring this up.
It just happened.
I brought it up on the radio the other day. I think this should be how Major League Baseball games are. This is
how
the coolest thing ever in this Dominican Winter League. It was Game 7 between I don't know what the teams. It was like De La something. Against this one team, bunch of big leaguers that play in the Dominican Winter League.
Bases loaded.
In the offseason. So, 5-5, no, nobody on, top of the ninth. This is Junior Caminero for the Rays. And I'll let this, this is a go-ahead home run in the ninth. I'll let this play.
El líder en juego salvado de todos los tiempos. Duro por el center field. No, no, no. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
He's not running the bases?
Not yet.
Jesus, the mascot's not out there.
Look at this. Look at these guys up on the dugout.
Oh. I don't know about that one.
Jesus.
I would love to be there.
Who's that, dude?
Watch this.
Wait, I mean,
Pop, watch this.
¿Qué clase de contacto? En su turno anterior, la estrelló de aire.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Can you do this in the MLB?
You,
get,
you can, but you'd get 95 right in your ear hole next at bat.
You'd get 100. They'd bring in the hardest throwing pitcher. Jesus. How? So what? He got touched by 15 different teammates and one called out.
I mean, I think that's awesome. Oh, and then watch. Is this the... This is how the game ended. Hold on. You guys see how the game...
Christ.
You guys see how the game ended. So they had runners on second and third. So if this hit, if this gets down, this is game, and they walk it off after that unbelievable display.
He throws his glove.
They love doing that.
Watch this guy throw this towel into his chest. Watch this.
I don't know. I mean, I guess they won after that one, so that's okay. But, dude, that celebration on the home ground, that wasn't even a walk-off.
Listen, if I was that pitcher, I would hit him so hard in the back.
Oh, dude, I'm airing that stadium. That would have pissed me off so bad.
I think that's how the big league should be.
No.
Can you imagine
not
that?
Not that much. That, dude, that was way too
much. Your mascot was out there.
You imagine Bucko being out there?
What about the Korean League? Look at the Koreans. Watch that. They go nuts for baseball.
They go crazy.
Or is it the Japanese? Let's
do this.
I was going to open a pack of Pokemon cards to end this.
Yeah, and play us a song on your...
Oh, yeah, I'll play a song. What should I play?
What'd you get?
Happy birthday?
Yeah.
Here's Gregory Polanco in Japan.
My God. Hell coffee. Yeah, he's shit on that ball.
Would you rather go to Japan and watch baseball or
Japan?
Dominican.
Probably Japan. We moved you out again.
I'm not gonna lie, I would have loved to be at that Dominican game.
That would have been fun. I don't know, I feel like it would have been a little scary there.
Oh, it would have been very scary.
I can't believe Gregory Polanco's still alive. I mean, I didn't even know he still existed.
He's
all
like really good over there.
Here we go. I'm going to play a song for everybody.
Okay, go ahead. To end the episode.
If you're wherever you are, sing along at home. This one's for everybody out there.
Wait, hold on. What is this instrument called?
It's an Irish tin whistle.
Ew.
Wait, I can't. I'm laughing.
You got pressure now. You got lots of people.
What song are we going?
Cumpleaños feliz.
Yay! All right,
I think you should leave
cards.
All right, open a Pokemon card pack on the podcast. This is the first ever.
Jared and I have been really into Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I actually just had a delivery. It just got delivered right now. I got a new
Japanese Night Wanderer pack. This is
I've been telling myself that I'm basically investing money when I buy it. It makes me feel better.
Focus.
Okay. Here we go. He got one. I think that's
what the hell
Ursa.
Is that?
Teddy Ursa.
No, that's not
no,
Teddy Ursa.
Actually, no, it's not Teddy Ursa. I actually don't know.
Krogunk.
Krogunk.
Ooh, I like him.
Three. I can't remember what
Dusclops. Dusclops.
And boom. Boo. Traitor.
Boo. Terrible job. Leave him with a burp.
Okay.
Are the Japanese cards better than the American ones?
Depends on which ones they are. Kind of the same.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yay! Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 145 of the Pine Room Podcast.
It's a short one this week. Ooh, hey, and next week, maybe we'll be in a new place.
Nah,
possibly.
I don't
we
know
were
about
talking
that.
About we were talking not completed, but we may be moving to give a little sneak peek of what's to come. Possibly. We'll see if we can get everything set up, but it's been a lot of work.
All right.
But season 2. Will that mark season 2 maybe?
Yeah, there you go. All right, Tim Russell.
I guess technically it could be season 3. We never started season 2.
Pinehurst Podcast, episode 145. Bye.